Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, it is my privilege to address this assembly on behalf of the government and people of the Republic of Mauritius, as representative of the Prime Minister, who conveys his best wishes of success to all of you, and especially to the Director General for organizing this World Summit on Food Security. My delegation avails itself of this opportunity to express its appreciation to FAO, Secretariat, for the preparation of this timely event and particularly for the high quality of the documentation produced to assist in finding a definitive solution for eradicating hunger and malnutrition and thereby achieving the Millennium Development Goals. The food crisis and the economic crisis due inter alia to low agricultural productivity, constant population growth, significant problems of water availability, and land tenure, frequency of floods and droughts, and low investments in agricultural research and development are having adverse effects, especially in developing countries. Mauritius, on account of its limited size, absence of economies of scale and high competitive advantage for sugarcane, is classified as a net food importing development country and a small island development state. Mauritius and other developing countries in similar situation are particularly vulnerable to a rapidly changing global food system due to the challenges of climate change and bioenergy. Mauritius is simultaneously enduring the effects of trade liberalization policy and the resulting rising prices of basic food commodities. The country's food security strategy has been to generate sufficient foreign exchange and to maintain a reserve to cover at least 2 months of food imports. The food import bill is expected to continue to increase during the course of the years, resulting in significant foreign exchange moving out of the country. Mauritius faces certain inherent constraints in meeting the daunting challenges associated with food security and subsequently does not have the required resources and production capacity to do it alone. Hence, the need to move away from an inward-looking strategy and adopt instead a more outward-looking approach focused on broader regional and international markets. In order to achieve sustainable food security, Mauritius has to foster strategic partnership for enhancing agricultural production with countries of the region, starting with Madagascar, Mozambique, and Tanzania, and other countries whose opportunities arise to produce food crops, livestock, and marine products for domestic consumption as well as for the regional markets. To achieve a reasonable level of food self-sufficient, Mauritius is also seeking the support of regional blocs and development partners and promote joint ventures, both public and private. Mr. Chairman, food security is seriously affected by the effects of climate change in small island development countries like Mauritius, which very often faces extreme weather conditions such as heavy rainfalls, floods, tropical cyclones, and droughts. Tropical and subtropical countries like Mauritius and many other small island development states are currently food insecure. Their situation is expected to worsen and the number of food insecure people is likely to increase, as changes in extreme weather events will negatively affect crop and animal yields. Sea level rise and ocean changes will also threaten food production and livelihoods in coastal areas. Climate predictions analyzers of past and current trends indicate that small farming households in tropical and subtropical areas more vulnerable to these risks, unless drastic measures are implemented to increase their capacity to adapt to climate change. The above factors constitute significant arguments on the basis of which Mauritius can reiterate its request for the urgent setting up of an internationally recognized vulnerability index as a non-LDC SIDS. The political will to implement the Barbados Programme of Action for Sustainable Development of Small Islands Development States and the Mauritius Declaration Strategy for Further Implementation of Action Programme has become the potential rally of seed small economies for them to have a sustainable agricultural sector. Mr. Chairman, Mauritius gives its full support to the Reform Committee on World Food Security, which, as a central component of the evolving world global partnership for agriculture, food security and nutrition, will constitute the foremost inclusive international and intergovernmental platform in FAO for a broad range of committed stakeholders to work together in a coordinated manner and in support of country-led processes towards the elimination of hunger and ensuring food security and nutrition for all human beings. To conclude, Mr. Chairman, Mauritius gives its full support to the declaration of its World Summit on Food Security and looks forward for its implementation by all parties. With these words, Mr. Chairman and distinguished delegates, I thank you for your attention.